Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Before we get into today's episode, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is ShortStack. If you haven't checked out ShortStack yet, it's a great self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. It's great whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you're familiar with coding with HTML or CSS, for example. You're going to love how easy it is to use. You can also get started for free using ShortStack right now. Just go to shortstack.com/Rick. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You'll also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, what's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here, and welcome to episode number 25 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How's it going? Thank you so much for listening to the show. Really appreciate it. Today, we're going to do another Q&A episode where I answer your questions. And today's Q&A focuses on Facebook ads. I've received these questions from people who have emailed me, or they've asked questions via voicemail over on my site, rickmulready.com. And you can leave a voicemail for me on any of the show notes pages for the podcast. Also, a couple of these questions came from a presentation, and or I should say during a presentation I did last week at Social Media Marketing World here in San Diego. It was a great conference, and I gave a presentation that was all about Facebook ads fundamentals, but I also got a lot of great questions that were more advanced too. So we're going to be covering those more advanced questions here today. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer in an upcoming Q&A episode, whether it's about Facebook ads or any other paid traffic strategy, just go to any of the show notes pages for this podcast. So for example, today's show notes page is rickmulready.com/25, the number 25. And on that page, you can leave me a voice message with your question. So if your question is about some other form of paid traffic strategy that I don't know about very well or a whole lot, I'll find somebody who specializes in that topic for you and get the answer for you and include that answer in during that episode. So it could be a previous guest or whoever specializes in that topic. I'll find them for you and get the answer. Big promise there for you. Also, you can find the transcript for today's episode so you can have a visual reference. If you'd like to read through the questions and the answers, you can get that transcript over on the show notes page as well. Again, it's rickmulready.com/25 for today's episode. All right, the first question comes from Marshall Stevenson from Sockbox CA, and he asks, is there any benefit in paying for Facebook page likes anymore? Back in the day, it was really big, but now that it's integrated within Facebook, within any Facebook ad, I'm wondering if there's any value in spending money to increase page likes. Marshall, I get this question quite a bit. It's a great question. And here's my answer for you. If you have a smaller budget, meaning if you don't have kind of an unlimited budget to be spending on Facebook, I would not be focusing necessarily on building, spending your money on likes, getting more fans on your page. Now, The reason for that is because you can get fans as a secondary benefit from your ad. So if you're running ads to get website conversions or clicks to website, when your ad is shown to people who are not already fans of your page, they're going to get that like page button in the upper right hand corner of your ad that I believe that you're referencing here in the question. So for that reason, for those people who aren't actually clicking through to your website or converting, they might be becoming a fan of your page. So that's a targeted fan. So that's a good thing. But to say that you would spend a big budget on just getting fans for your page, I wouldn't focus on that anymore. And the reason for that is simply because of the organic reach, or the lack thereof, I should say, of the organic reach on your page. You know, not that percentage is down to about 2-4% of your Facebook fans actually seeing your content. That's why that Facebook is now pay to play, or has been pay to play for a while now. So I wouldn't really focus on it, Marshall. I would focus more on building or using Facebook ads to drive conversions, get people to over to your website or to your landing page for them to get on your email list. So that's where I'd be spending your budget. Real good question there, Marshall. Thank you for writing. Actually, that was a voicemail. So thank you so much, Marshall. Appreciate it. Sockbox.ca. Spencer from j12media.net asks, one thing I'm still getting hung up on is the custom audience pixel. If I have multiple sites using the same pixel and I want to create an audience that hasn't visited my website in 14 days, how does the pixel know that I want it for one site and not the other? I want to track these sites separately, but I only see one option for people who haven't visited in a certain amount of time. Please clarify this. I'm so confused by it. They should just make multiple pixels. It would make my life so much easier. Yes, it would, Spencer, wouldn't it? So this is a great question. Basically, you get one custom audience pixel, or one retargeting pixel, for your Facebook ads account, because technically in their terms and conditions in the Facebook ads guidelines, they say you may not manage more than one advertiser or client through a single ad account. Now, it's kind of open for interpretation a little bit. You know, if they mean one advertiser or client, meaning different websites, I would say yes. So the way around that, I would say, would be to get into Facebook's business manager, where you can, that's set up for agencies and people who are managing multiple accounts, okay, so multiple Facebook accounts. I would consider that, Spencer, but to answer your question flat out is you can't do that. If you want to be tracking people who have not visited your site in the last 14 days and you have multiple sites with one pixel, it's not going to know which one that you want to set that up for. What you can do, though, with one pixel is to track, you know, different sites, different URLs, or different specific pages on those different sites. So you can have one pixel, place it on each of those sites that you have, and then track audiences that are coming to, or track traffic that's coming to specific pages on those different sites. So you can do that, but coming to the overall site as a whole, you can't do it because you only have one pixel. All right. Wish I had a better answer for you, but that's the reality that is right now. I've heard some rumors that some people have gotten multiple website custom audience pixels or retargeting pixels for their one Facebook ads account, but I don't know any of those people, and so I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in it. Just heard some rumors there. But in short, Spencer, you're not able to do that, but you can track specific pages on different on each of your different websites through your one pixel. So hope that helps. Wish I had a better answer for you, but really good question. The next question comes from Marie, and Marie says, hello, Rick. I'd like to know why we have to set a conversion pixel for the ad set and then for the ad. What's the difference? Meaning when you're tracking conversions, you have to choose the conversion tracking pixel that you want to use at the ad set level and then again at the ad level. What's the difference here? So I'm actually going to flip right over to Power Editor just so I can speak directly to what they call it in here. I often forget. So yes, at the ad set level, keep in mind that is where you're setting the conversion pixel for, that you want to optimize the campaign for. So for example, when you want to do website conversions as your objective, meaning you want to get people to register for an event or opt into your email list, then at the ad set level, you're selecting the conversion tracking pixel that you have set up that you want to be, that you want the ad to be optimized for. Okay. So basically what you're telling Facebook at that point is show my ad to as many people within my target audience who are most likely to convert against this conversion, X, you know, whatever conversion that is, whether the opt-in conversion. I understand that this gets a little bit confusing because you could be using multiple pixels within your campaign, meaning you could be tracking opt-ins, you could be tracking sales, which I would definitely encourage you to be doing. But at the ad set level, when you are selecting your conversion tracking pixel, keep in mind that you are telling Facebook that you want to optimize the campaign to get more of that. So to get more of, you know, your opt-ins. Okay. So that is the conversion tracking pixel that you are selecting. Then at the ad level, underneath where it says the tracking section, you're going to select the pixel that you want to track with. Okay. So remember, you're optimizing for the pixel that you selected at the ad set level. And again, I realize it's a little hard. This is a little bit crazy to understand, especially over audio here, but I do want to try to explain this for you. So keep in mind at the ad set level, you're choosing the pixel that you want to optimize the campaign for. So what do you want to get more of? And then at the ad level, you're selecting the tracking pixel that you've set up to show you how many of those conversions that you have gotten. Okay. So in 99% of the time, you're just going to be choosing the exact same conversion tracking pixel. So you're going to be tracking the opt-ins at the ad set level. And then again, you're just going to be choosing the exact same pixel at the ad level. Now, for those people who are more advanced, what you might want to be doing and what you might want to test is to track the or to select your sales conversion tracking pixel at the ad set level to see how that does, to see, just to test that out. But 99% of the time, me personally, and what I teach in my courses is to just select the exact same conversion tracking pixel at the ad set level and then again at the ad level. Yes, there's a little bit of a difference there, but you really should be optimizing the campaign for that initial opt-in to get them into your sales funnel and further down the road. So my suggestion for you, Marie, is to just select the exact same conversion tracking pixel, both at the ad set level and the ad level. So I hope that helps. Next question comes from Mike, and he wants to know about Facebook video ads. Should he be testing them? And yes, absolutely, you should be testing video ads right now. This is something that has really just kind of come to the forefront over the last, literally over the past about a month or so. Especially if you're running YouTube ads right now, I would definitely be testing video ads here on Facebook. It's a great time to be testing. Now, if your goal is conversions, make sure that you are also using a conversion tracking pixel along with the video ad as well. I'm getting ready to test them myself, and I've been talking to a lot of people recently who are seeing really good cost per view and also low cost per conversion prices there with the videos. Now, I've also tested out very small, but I'm also seeing greater organic reach with videos on my Facebook page. So meaning if I'm just putting a video up on the page and it's getting seen by more people than a normal quote unquote post would do. And the reason for that is there's such a big push right now on Facebook with video. I mean, just last week, Facebook came out during their F8 conference and announced this whole initiative of the embedded video player. So this is, I think, their response to YouTube. I mean, it's taken them a while to get here, but it's a big video push for Facebook here in 2015. So if you have the opportunity to be testing out some video ads, I would definitely be doing it. I'd keep the video short. You got to remember the mindset of people on Facebook. They're there to share with their friends and family. You know, so if somebody is in the line at Starbucks, for example, you got to catch their attention very quickly. So I would keep the videos short. This might work really, really well if you have like a testimonial video from somebody, from one of your clients or one of your students that you've had, or your customers, and use it in retargeting. So for example, if somebody has come to your sales page but not bought, you could retarget them with a video ad that is a testimonial from one of your clients. Or similarly, you could retarget somebody who's landed on your opt-in page or your registration page but didn't opt in. You could retarget people who come to your website. So those are more warmer warmer potential leads, if you will. And that might be good, real good opportunity to test out video ads. So yes, I would absolutely be testing video ads out right now. I'm also getting a lot of questions these days about sales funnels and email marketing. And I want to tell you about this book that I'm reading right now. I'm actually devouring it. I'm about three quarters of the way through. It's called Dotcom Secrets by Russell Brunson. I'm actually going to have Russell on, depending on when you're listening to this show. I'm going to have him on upcoming here in a future episode in actually just a few weeks. Really excited about that, to talk to him about this new book. And, you know, if you're at all interested in learning more about sales funnels or email marketing, he gives tons of different examples that he's been testing out for the past several years. It is a great book. It's the best resource that I've come across that talks about sales funnels and teaches you about them and email marketing and so forth. And he's doing this special offer for the book where he's offering it for free. You just have to pay for shipping and handling. So I think it's $7.95 for the shipping and handling. And I think that ships anywhere. So it's a really, really good deal. I think he's doing that deal through, I want to say, April 20th. So if you're listening to this episode prior to that, definitely jump in. Now, I will say, if you order through my link, I'm an affiliate for the book, so I do get a small commission when you do order through my link. But honestly, I just want you to get the book, and not, I mean, whether through my link or not, because it's that good. So many people are asking me about sales funnels and email marketing and so forth. This is going to be a great resource for you. I really think you're going to love it. The link to get the book is rickmulready.com/dotcomsecretsbook. It's all spelled out. DOTCOM secrets book. Okay. rickmulready.com/dotcomsecretsbook. And again, I'm really looking forward to having Russell on the show here in a couple weeks. All right. Don't forget, if you have a question about paid traffic that you'd like me to answer in an upcoming Q&A episode, you can go to any of the show notes pages for this podcast. For example, like rickmulready.com/25, which is the show notes page for today's episode. And you can leave me a voice message there with your question. Also, feel free to tweet me. I'm at Rick Mulready. Or shoot me an email, also support@rickmulready.com. Plenty of different ways for you to ask a question. I'm happy to answer it for you on an upcoming Q&A episode. That's all for today's episode. I've got another great one coming up for you in episode number 26. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.